From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. A major pop-up art exhibit and social justice conference in Los Angeles has attempted to capture the frustration and resistance of people over the past year. The event called Into Action began on the weekend of Martin Luther King Day through to the Women's March on Saturday. And we've been bringing you coverage from Into Action. Today, we'll begin with a special report from a Women's March sign-making party that took place on Thursday. Dozens of women joined one another, making signs by hand, side by side, as a young female DJ played music. Here are some of the voices of those women a couple of days before they marched on Saturday.
My name is Ebony, and I'm here because I just wanted to build community with other folks around social injustice, and with the Women's March and everything happening this weekend, it just felt like a good opportunity to actually do something other than march, but actually build community with other women in the same space.
So you are here making a sign for the Women's March.
Yes, and it's pretty exciting because I didn't get to participate last year, and so it'll be my first year actually participating, and it's good to like make my own poster and not just like pick one up, so it's pretty exciting.
So far what you have written on your poster is just the word woman. Any idea what it's going to be yet, or are you letting it evolve?
Yes, well, it's actually going to be Tupac lyrics, and he has the song Keep Your Head Up, and my favorite stanza in that song is, we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and our game from a woman, so I'm going to write that. And so, like, one of my favorite rappers, Tupac, and then have that quote on there, so yeah.
Why do you want to be at the Women's March? What is it that makes you want to be there on Saturday?
I want to be there for like the women that can't be there, who can't speak up for themselves. I feel like I'm very privileged in that I haven't had to go through a lot of struggles that some women have faced surrounding like access to healthcare and things like that. And so to be there and support women and show up for them is really important to me.
What do you do, Ebony, when you're not here making signs and marching?
I work in education. I'm a counselor, so I'm out there working with students, and I hope to see some of my students out there too this weekend. I work at an all-women's college too, and so to be out there along some of my students is like something I look forward to.
Yeah. This past year has been a really tremendous year for women, for women's rights, for women's voices. Do you feel that this is a sort of turning point, historic moment for women?
I do, especially with like the Me Too movement and women being able to tell their stories and everything that's happening like entertainment right now with like sexual harassment and all that coming to light. I think now is like we're seeing another shift for women, and it's like another women's movement happening, you know, and it's exciting to like witness it and not just read about it for once, so that's pretty cool. Yeah,
to be part of a new feminist wave possibly.
Yeah, for sure.
So at this space, Into Action, which has been drawing people from the community all week, what are some of the ways in which you found connections? Because it's easy to feel isolated in a world where we communicate with each other just through social media. So to sort of be face to face with other people, is that a refreshing thing?
It is refreshing. And so like I'm really grateful for whoever put this all together and for this organization, because it is rare that you get to like actually meet people and interact with them and not just sit behind a screen and like, you know, tweet about it or Instagram about it or Facebook about it, but actually like be about it and do something. So it is refreshing for a change. Yeah.
So you'll be there Saturday. Are you going with a group?
I'm hoping to get some friends together. If not, I'll make some friends. There'll be thousands of people out there, so I'm sure I'll meet some people. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ebony.
No problem. Thank you.
My name is Linda Tovar, and I'm here because I'm spinning with Chulita Vinyl Club, and we're here supporting the Into Action event, and we're providing music for the workshop today.
And so you are making a sign for the Women's March?
I am. My sign says March for Peace, because I remember a Mother Teresa quote said, you know, don't invite me to an anti-war rally, invite me to a peace rally, and I'm there. So I'm definitely I'm trying to spread peace and love, and that's one of the reasons why I'm making my sign.
And what are you planning on doing at the, like, what was your main reason for going to the Women's March? Were you there last year?
I actually wasn't there last year. I was out of town, but this year one of my main reasons is because a lot of the politics right now, my folks are from El Salvador, and they're with the politics right now in America, I'm going for them on their behalf. I'm going for the the immigrants or the migrants that are here, those that are fighting for education and just the right to exist.
And are you going with a group of friends or by yourself?
Oh yeah, we're rolling deep. Yeah, for sure. They're gonna be there.
Yeah. How big a group?
At least, so far there's like 7 of us, but I'm sure it'll grow.
And when you're there, what sort of feeling do you hope to get by being there? Because hundreds of thousands of women marched last year, and it didn't seem to slow down Donald Trump or the Republican Party.
The feeling is empowerment, to keep that vision that we have a voice and that we're not stepping back or stepping down from making sure that we are, our voices are being heard and that something's being done.
What do you do when you're not marching, Linda?
I'm an artist. I'm a musician. I perform in my dad's band, which for me as a musician, I know that it takes a lot of courage to go out in a male-dominated scene. And so being out, being part of Chulita Vinyl Club, we're an all-women and a gender non-conforming vinyl club is pretty much saying like we're here, we like vinyl culture, and no one's gonna tell us otherwise.
Thank you so much, and good luck at the march.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Christina, I'm here making signs for the march this weekend.
And what does your sign say? So far, all I see is 1 year later. What is the rest of the sentence going to say?
It's going to say, 1 year later, we're still here.
Unfortunately, so is the guy in the White House, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, but also I think it's great that people are going to show up this weekend. A year is a long time, and people are still standing strong, holding on to their convictions, and I think it's important to acknowledge that.
Did you go to last year's Women's March?
I did. It was amazing.
Which march, in L.A. or?
Yes, here in L.A.
And what sort of impact do you think marches like this can have? Because the Republican Party and Trump don't seem to care. They feel like they've got their voters. Do you think it has an impact on them?
Absolutely, I think it has an impact. Not only does it help bring people together to reinforce, you know, all our values and ideas and give us strength to keep fighting the fight so that we know we're not alone in this. I think that's really important, because if you look at what's happening right now with the potential government shutdown, if we didn't band together and know that each of us wanted a clean DREAM Act, people might not be encouraged to call their senators and be in the place where we're at now. So I think it really works.
So a clean DREAM Act, is that one of the issues that's dear to you?
Absolutely. Those 800,000 people, they're Americans. They deserve to be here. We can't upend their lives. People forget the humanity in all of this. We can forget about the politics. These are people, and they deserve to be here, and they deserve to live full lives with their families.
And so, do you feel that women in particular over the past year are at a critical moment, because so much has happened on women's rights and women being heard and taken seriously just in the past year?
Yeah, I think it's a critical point for women. It's been a long time coming, and I think a lot of what you saw at the Women's March of people coming together, women found the strength in each other to kind of stick together and keep on going. And if you look at the events over the past year, we haven't let up. You know, we keep pushing and we don't let the issues that are important to us stop, and I think, or, you know, go unaddressed. The future of this country needs women leadership. And so we need to help identify each other and support each other and do what it takes to make more women leaders, because I really think women are good leaders and can change the world.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
My name is Ruth, and I'm here making signs for the Women's March this weekend.
And what is your sign say or going to say?
It's going to say, chingona, try me.
So, and translate that.
So it means just badass chick, try me. So, because we're still here having to protest all this nonsense a year later.
Nonsense?
Yeah, basically. I tried to put it all in one, but it was kind of hard. So try me. So just try me works, because you know I mean business.
And you're angry.
Can you tell? Yeah, but like, I mean, with everything going on right now has been really great, especially with the Me Too movement. It just ties in with everything that's going to happen this weekend.
Did you go to last year's march?
No, unfortunately, I couldn't make it. I was working a crummy job, but now I'm in a better point in life and can go.
So you're excited about going Saturday?
Super excited about this, yeah.
Are you going to go with a group or by yourself?
I'm going with two other friends, yeah.
And the kinds of solidarity that you'll see out on those streets, how does that help you with the anger that you feel?
It's great because I know I'm not alone. There's other people feeling the same way as I am. I mean, more people are calmer, but it's nice to be there and like hear other points of views and just like how they're dealing with it and how I can translate that into my own self-care as well.
Yeah. And so do you feel marches like this have an impact, are useful, make a difference?
I think they do. People get noticed. You don't see everyone out as like say if you're out at a store or even like a restaurant, like not everyone's out there. I noticed that last year when I didn't get to go, I saw streets were empty because everyone was supporting their women as they should.
Thank you so much and good luck.
All right, thank you.
Those are some of the voices of young women making their signs for the Women's March, speaking to me on Thursday at the InterAction pop-up event in Los Angeles. On our next program, we'll bring you special coverage from the march itself. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.